devil wants to sift you as wheat. That's found in the Bible. Did you also know that the devil doesn't have power over us? He only has power against us. There is a difference. Wouldn't it be good that if we could just do things for the Lord without any hindrances? Wouldn't it be awesome? If we got behind the microphone to sing and we didn't feel the enemy working against us, we could get up and preach and not feel the enemy working against us. We could get up and teach a Sunday school class and not feel the enemy working against us. But how many know that the day is coming? Can I get a witness? Amen. He's going to be thrown in the bottomless pit according to the Word of God. But meanwhile, we have an enemy. And he works against us. But I don't know about you, I'm proud to know that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm saved by the grace of God, filled with the Holy Spirit. And I've got everything that I need to be victorious against the enemy. I want to title this message this morning, Neither Give Place to the Devil. And this is found in the book of Ephesians. Ephesians 4 and 27. It says, Neither give place to the devil. We all understand that if you give him a little, he'll take a lot. We all understand this morning that it's the thief that comes to steal, to kill and destroy. But Jesus came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. I would ask this question this morning to this congregation. Have you given place to the devil? Have you given place to the devil? I don't know how you feel this morning, but I believe that as Christians, we need to shut every door, close every window, and seal every place. Every place in our lives so that we will not fall prey to the enemy. Once again, the devil doesn't have power over you. How does he get this power? We give it to him. Now keep in mind that the devil is territorial. He wants a place. He wants a place in our lives. I thought about the different places that he wants. He wants to get a hold of your money. Don't we get quiet, don't we? I said he wants to get a hold of your money. He wants a place in your finances. He wants a place in your health. If the devil had power over you, there wouldn't be one person here today alive. Amen? So not only does he want a place in your finances, he wants a place in your health. He goes forth like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Can I tell you, the devil wants to devour you. He wants to destroy you. He wants a place in your money, in your finances. He wants a place in your health. Not only that, he wants a place in your marriage. He wants a place in your relationships. He wants a place in your employment, your business, your ministry. He wants to conquer every area of our lives. And how does it begin? We give him a place. We give him an open door. He wants to conquer every area of our lives. But in order for him to do this, he has to have a point of entry. You see, he can't just take over. He has to have a point of entry. He has to have a place to get in. In 2 Corinthians 2 and 11, it says, lest Satan should get an advantage of us. I want you to pay close attention. Ephesians 4:27 says, neither give place to the devil. Then we find Paul saying, lest Satan should get advantage of us. Then he didn't stop there. He said that we're not ignorant of his devices. You see, as a Christian, we grow in the Lord. We understand how the Lord works. And also in our growth in the Lord, we also understand how the devil works against us. And can I tell you this morning that it's the devil's purpose is to take advantage of you. But we're not ignorant of his devices. He wants a place, a portion, a space that's marked off, a surrounding space, a spot where he can settle in and abide. A place that he can occupy. A place that he can have the right to rule over. If you open a window, the wind will blow through, right? And if you open the door to Satan, I'm here to tell you, he'll take advantage of you. I want to say something to the men of our church. Thank you, sis. There's ever been a time that we need to take authority over our homes. It's in the day and the hour that we're living in. We need to stand between hell and our children and tell the devil, you have no place in their lives. Ever been a time that we need to take authority over our households now? When a person opens the door, and I want to tell you, I could preach there a little bit. But when a person opens the door to evil, he gives a place to the devil. The Bible says that that roaring lion will seek whom he may devour. Now I want to tell you, he's cunning. There's some things that the devil can tell me, and I know right off the bat that it's the devil. But how many know that he'll come in sometimes as an angel of light? Oh yes, he'll deceive you. Then he takes his place. Then what seemed to be something small becomes bigger and bigger. Several years ago, I built a new home up behind the hospital, back up on the ridge. In this new home, I was proud of my attic fan. Man, you could turn that thing on and my hair would stand up. Don't laugh, I had hair then. That's been several years ago. But I was proud of that attic fan. You could open a window up, and you'd turn that thing on, and you'd hear doors slamming. I was proud of it. But one day I come home from work, and it was warm in the house. I opened the windows, turned the attic fan on, and sat down for a minute and felt the breeze coming through my house. Oh, it was nice. Then I decided to go out and mow the yard. It was dusty. Some of you, a step ahead of me, slow down now. What's this got to do with it? All you got to do is open the door, open the window. There was dust in places that I don't know how dust got there. Well, how are you going to tie this in with what you're preaching? I opened the door to the devil. She liked to never forgave me. All that some of you heard, you thought that I said she was the devil. No, 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 no. Illustration. But it's so easy to open the door little by little. You think, well, there's no problem. You give place and, you know, and you don't see anything that really developing. But before you know it, it becomes a big thing. The alcoholic didn't start drinking and creates a beer first. Don't get quiet. The drug addict didn't start taking a Tylenol. I might have started taking a Tylenol, but I'm just saying, little by little, the devil will try to nudge in and before you know it, you've got an issue, you've got a problem. Stay with me. The Bible tells us He gave us authority to cast out devils. Amen? But you can't cast out something that you gave authority to. You can't cast out something that you've gave a place to. This morning, I believe, under the direction of the Holy Spirit, that there's going to be some men and women in this congregation that's going to start shutting doors and windows, and they're going to start protecting those places that the devil has taken over in their lives. talking about giving place to the devil. The first place I want to talk about is the mind. You see, if there's anything that I have to protect, it's my mind. Have you ever thought on something until you got mad? You see, the devil will work on your mind. He'll make you think things that are not true. Oh, I'm preaching good. You just don't know it yet. Amen. You're at home. You're hungry. And you're thinking, I wish my honey would get home. I am so hungry. Then you're sitting there and you get to thinking about it. Well, she's probably not going to want to cook. She probably doesn't have any groceries. She's probably tired. And you start thinking about that, and about the time she walks in, she says, honey, do you want me, you want some food? You say, no, I don't want no food. You done got mad. Now listen, keep your seat. I'm not giving altar service right now. But it's so easy to get things on our minds. You see, we got to put on the mind of Christ. And the same thing in the church. How many times do we draw up things in our minds that are there's no truth to it? But yet we give a place to the devil. Philippians 2 and 5 says, let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus. Then Proverbs 23 and 7 says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. So it's important what we think on, right? So we understand that the enemy will continually put thoughts in our minds. I know some of you don't have any problem with the devil, but I do. He'll continually bring up things of the past. Things that you've been forgiven of 20 years ago, 30 years ago. He'll bring up those sins. Somebody said, oh, I don't understand that. See, he's always condemning you. But I'm here to tell you, there's now no condemnation to them that are in Christ. Am I making any sense here? Am I just preaching to me this morning? Anybody out there have any trouble with your mind? The devil will work against your mind. How do I overcome this? You do not ever give a place to the devil in your mind. You fill your mind and your heart with the Word of God. Help me, Lord, to have the mind of you. The Bible says, I believe it's in Philippians, where it says, think on these things. So it's important what we think on. Then the second place that we can give place to the devil is our heart. Proverbs 4:23 says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. The Living Bible says, guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. God help me to never give a place for the devil in my mind, nor in my heart. And the third place, look at your neighbor and say, he's fixing to hit you hard. The third place that we give place to the devil is our mouth. Ooh, hallelujah, glory to God. Somebody help me preach this morning. Amen. Somebody said, I'm going to give you a piece of my mind. Don't do that. You ain't got much left. But do you understand this morning that we can give place to the devil by what we speak? What we say? James says in James 3 and 9, he says, with the tongue we bless God. And with it we curse men who have been made in the substitute of God. He said, out of the same mouth proceedeth blessings and cursing. And he said, my brethren, these things ought not to be. So the mouth. You see, with the mouth I can curse you, or with the mouth I can bless you. And with the mouth, we can give place to the devil. I don't know how you feel about this, but I'm going to tell you how I feel. I believe that there's certain things the devil doesn't know until you tell him. Look to your neighbor and say, amen. There's certain things that the devil doesn't know until we tell him. I don't believe he can read our thoughts. But I do believe that when we speak it, oh, listen to me, church. I don't know how you feel, but I want to be speaking what thus saith the Word of God. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I'm an overcomer. I know some of you have never been into those services, but just in case you have, I've been in some testimony services where God didn't show up. Amen? A testimony is something God's done, not something that the devil's done. Amen? I don't know about you. I don't want to spend my time glorifying the devil. I want to spend my time glorifying God. Amen? But you've been in some of those services, especially if you're as old as I am. Amen? One get up and said, the devil's been on my back all week. Well, if he hadn't been on your back, he will be. And I always thought, never got brave enough to say it, but I always thought, if he gets on my back, he's going to ride me bareback because I'm not putting a saddle on for him. Amen? So it says, we speak. We ought to be getting up and saying, thank you, Lord, that you've given me power over the devil. Thank you, Lord, that I'm more than a conqueror. Thank you, Lord, that I have the angels of the Lord encamped about me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. All these things. So not only the mind, the heart, but the mouth. Gerald Engel gave us a good illustration Sunday, the men's fellowship. Now, don't go home and tell your wife at the men's breakfast, gravy was the best gravy you've ever eaten. Because I promise you, what you just spoke is going to bite you big time. Gerald, that gravy was good, but that honey over there could make gravy that was just, oh, hallelujah, it's good. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? The same thing in a marriage. If you don't guard your mouth, you're going to open the door to the devil. Would you stand? Not only the mouth, those relationships. I've seen the best of friends that had such an awesome relationship, but they would give place to the devil and he'd destroy that relationship. Can I tell you that many are divorced today because they gave a place? Sister DeHart, don't shape up. I'm getting me one of them. No, I'm taking place. I'm taking authority over that place. I do not give the devil a place in my marriage, in my home. We need to make up our minds this morning that we're going to take authority over the devil and we're not going to give him a place. How about the church? How many churches have split because they gave place? I'm thankful for this church. You don't care what color the carpet is. Amen. Just thank God for what we've got. Amen. We've got an awesome bunch of people. But how many churches will split because they gave place to the devil? But I'm here to tell you, I'm taking back all that the devil stole from me. I'm shutting the door. Devil, you're not welcome in my home. You're not welcome in my church. You're not welcome in my relationship. I'm going to guard what comes out of my mouth. Amen. Every head is bowed. Every eye is closed. I shut it down early because I wanted to give you an opportunity this morning. That if you have given the devil a place in any aspect of your life, I'm here to tell you that the Heavenly Father wants to anoint you to take authority over the enemy. He wants to give you that authority to tell the devil, no more, no more. But if you're here this morning and the Holy Spirit spoke to you in any form or fashion, you're not a Christian. You need to be one. You're here and you've given place in some avenue of your life. You need to take authority over that place. But if she plays, if there's someone that the Holy Spirit has spoke to, that you need to pray, this altar is open this morning. Are they one? Has the Lord spoken to you? Has the Spirit spoken to you this morning? Are they another one this morning? Our brother Randall Hams this morning about the prison ministry. Brother, I doubt that any of them ever thought that they would end up where they're at. And I'm here to tell you, in our minds, we don't think there's no way we'll end up in this. But yet, once we give a place to the enemy, He'll take you farther than you ever intended on going. Are there another one right now? In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Anyone else the Holy Spirit spoke to? Hallelujah. My, my, my. My blessed Lord. Brother Randall, would you come and let us lay hands on you this morning? Appreciate you coming and sharing with us about this ministry. But we want to pray. We want to pray over you, over that team. Hallelujah. As you stretch forth your hands towards these, we have those in the altar here. We're praying over Randall for this ministry. God, in the name of Jesus.